Thank you. Mr. Chairman, distinguished colleagues, at the outset, I'd like to congratulate you, Ambassador Emoto, on your assumption of the chair to the 8th Review Conference of the Biological and Toxin Weapons Convention. I'm confident that you will guide the work of the meeting to a successful conclusion, and I assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. This year will be a significant year for BCCC, as we're having the 8th Review Conference. Japan is determined to work with the state parties and fully commit to reach agreements to strengthen the BCCC based on the discussion we have had during the intersessional process. I would like to draw attention to a few points of particular interest for Japan. First, we think it is necessary to make the scientific and technological developments review framework more efficient and effective in order for the BCCC to respond to modern biological threats. Although rapid advancement in the field of life science has benefited humankind, it also increases the potential biological threats caused by their misuse or illicit use. Nowadays, we must also be cautious of non-state actors' threats as well. In this regard, state parties, along with an involvement of industries and academic societies, should continuously follow scientific and technological development in life science and make an effort to keep BCCC implementation relevant to changes in the real world. Second, Japan has continued to provide cooperation and assistance related to the BCCC bilaterally and with international organizations, academia, and research institutions. We will continue our full support upon the request from the state parties. Third, Japan would like to re-emphasize the importance of strengthening national implementation. In order to reflect the recent development of life science and maintain its effectiveness, relevant domestic legislations, biosafety and biosecurity measures, and export control need to be regularly reviewed. Enhancing the transparency of BCCC implementation and increasing mutual confidence are also important to reinforce the BCCC. Japan expects action to take place along with an ongoing discussion about further CBM participation and voluntary measures for strengthening confidence between state parties on BCCC implementation. Lastly, we all share a goal to further reinforce the convention. Japan believes that we managed to reinforce the BCCC effectively through practical and pragmatic approaches by building on common understanding and effective action rather than a legally binding approach. I thank you, Mr. Chair.